Okay.
All right. The first verses of Deuteronomy 6.
啊，《生命记》第六章。
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it.
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。
That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments.Which I command thee, thou, and thy son, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged.
好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切诫命律例，律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it.That it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
And then it goes on to say, when the Lord has brought you into the land, then verse 12, beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
然后十到十一节是说，当你们进入到这个上帝所赐你列祖的地之后呢，第十二节你要谨慎，免得忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
So in this whole passage, and there's other places like it, in the Psalms where it speaks about you, your children, and your children after you. So that this is the covenant promise of God that follows generations.
还有其他经文。比如说还有个诗篇里头的也是说你和你的孩子还有你的孩子的孩子子子孙孙这样的一种一代一代的这种圣约盟约的这样的孩子。
And so this is a very well known verses 4 and 5, very well known commandment of God to Israel.
六章的四节和五节是一个非常著名的上帝对以色列的吩咐。
And Moses is saying, God is saying to the children of Israel, I want you to teach your children diligently, all through the day, all the time.
所以上帝呢，借着摩西对以色列的百姓说，你们要教导你们的孩子，要殷勤的教导，无论在哪里和任何的时间。
Okay, let's pray together and then we'll turn to our topic on covenant children.
我们一起祷告，然后我们今天来讲我们的，圣约中的孩子。
Gracious God and Father, we come tonight to Thee.
啊，满有恩典和怜悯的上帝，我们今天来到你的面前。
We pray that Thou would bless our time together as we study how the children that we receive from thee are to be trained.
我们向你祈祷，愿我们能够将从你那里得到的孩子，我们能够好好的教导他们。
And help us to keep a proper view of thy faithful covenant promise.
让我们能够正确的理解，在圣约中你给我们孩子怎么样对孩子教导。
Remember those who are sick or at home because of other reasons.
求你纪念那些，在家的或者是生病的，没有来到我们中间的。
Thank thee for bringing Giselle back safely to us again.
我们感谢你让黄灿，很安全的从中国回来。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Okay, we're going to talk tonight about covenant children, and I'm going to first just give a brief introduction, then 6 points about the covenant, and then the value of the covenant, and what this means to us.
我首先要讲一下关于圣约的六点，然后呢，就要讲圣约的价值。最后一点呢，这个圣约对我们父母意味着什么？
So in order to properly train our children that God gives us, we need to have a right foundation.
为了正确的教导孩子，我们需要有一个正确的一个根基。
And the question I think we need to deal with tonight is, what is our children's relationship to God?
首先我们要了解一下孩子与上帝的关系是怎样的。
And all of that in light of the covenant.
而且我们在圣约里头、盟约里头来看这个关系。
In Reverend Beakey's booklet, Bringing the Gospel to Covenant Children, he says, Reformed Christians...have acknowledged that their most solid, genuine church growth has been through the conversion of youth reared in the church.
在 Beakey 博士写的一本小册子是将福音带给圣约中的孩子这本书中说改革中的这些基督徒们他们承认最坚定的真实的教会的成长呢，都是基于我们在教会中长大的年轻人的归信主。
So in the Reformed Church context in North America and in Europe, most of church growth does occur through covenant lines.
至少在北美的这个改革中的这个教会，这个教会的成长大多数。是借着这些圣约中的孩子，他们归信耶稣，而导致教会的成长。
And for churches in China, I think this is would be a new idea because many of those who are forming the church are first generation Christians.
所以这一点呢，可能对中国的教会是一个比较新的一个想法，因为中国教会的基督徒目前可能还是以第一代为主。
Spurgeon, who is a Baptist, still says.That converts among children are among the best we have.
斯布珍这个大布道家呢，他虽然他是一个浸信会的，但他也认为，在孩子们当中，归信耶稣的是我们得到的基督徒中最好的那些。
He also said, "I judge them to have been more numerously." Genuine than any other class or group of people in the church, more constant, and in the long run, more solid.
斯布珍说呢，我判断他们呢，他们比其他的这个群体呢，远远的更加的真实，更加的稳定，而且从长远来看呢，是更加的坚定。
I went to Scotland a few years ago where there are many smaller churches and in those churches the youth were very minimal and often left the church.
我去苏格兰这个教会，他们都有很多小的教会，那么发现那些小的教会中孩子们不多，而且孩子们好像慢慢在离开这些教会。
So I think in the China context, again, parents and churches have to start thinking about how to keep children within the context of the church and what it means, a covenant promise.
所以中国的教会呢，现在第一代教会，第一代基督徒后面的孩子呢，就要从这个考虑将来这个这些孩子们对这个教会要怎么样的这个贡献。
So let's move to point two.
我们来看第二点。
What is the covenant and what it isn't?
这个圣约也叫盟约，到底它是什么和不是什么？
So if you had to define the covenant,give feedback, what is the covenant we're talking about in relation to children?
所以大家听到这个圣约这个概念的话，有什么样的一个想法？
Fear the Lord as long as you live.
就是只要人一生活着就要敬畏耶和华。
So what covenant are we talking about?
我们在谈论什么样的一种圣约？
The covenant of grace.
Works and covenant of grace.
Yeah, so we're talking about the covenant of grace.
所以圣约呢有两种，一个是行为之约，一个是恩典之约。我们现在在谈的是恩典之约。
So there's other covenants in the Old Testament we can talk about, but the one covenant that's constant through old and new is the covenant of grace.
那么旧约中有一些不同的这个圣约，但是我们总体认为呢，从旧约一直到新约呢，都是同样一个恩典之约呢，经历了不同的阶段。
And I'm not into my points yet. What else want to say about that? God views families in light of His covenant, and He works.His grace often along family lines.
上帝呢，把家庭是放在约中来看，而且上帝这个约的这个施行呢，常常借着家庭这条线往下走。
But on the other side, that is not an automatic thing or a conclusion you can make.
但又不是说的。这个、是一个很自动的事情，就是他只要在这个家庭这条线的话，家族的话，就一定会怎么样。
So it's not a guarantee just because your Christian, your parents are Christian, your children will be Christian.
不是自动的意思，就是说，不是说父母是基督徒的话，孩子就自动就成为基督徒。
But Christian parents have a great expectancy because of the covenant that God will work in their children.
但是基督徒的父母呢？应该比不是基督徒的父母呢有更大的期待，因为这是个圣约中是借着家庭来传的，所以呢他就对孩子成为基督徒的期待就更大。
So in our churches, in our context, the families have grown up for several generations in the church and in the covenant, and there can be dangers many different ways.
What is dangerous?
Yeah.Misunderstandings,
okay.
Dangerous teaching, understanding.
那么代代相传的基督徒呢，在教会里面的话，也会有危险呢，就是让人产生一些误解对圣约。
And so I want to speak about some of those dangers.
所以我要谈论一下这些危险的地方。
So number one,
第一点，
if we are Christian parents, we must not confuse our children.By not living Christianly.
我们基督徒的父母呢，不要因为我们自己的生活方式说是基督徒，但行为生活方式不是基督徒，导致孩子们都很困惑。
If as parents we have a wrong understanding of God, of sin, of the covenant, our children. Most likely, we'll have a wrong view of God, sin, covenant.
Okay. 如果父母呢对上帝、对罪还对圣约呢有错误的理解的话，他们的孩子们也很容易产生错误的理解。
In the previous congregation where I served, about 500 people, you can often pick out whole families. One family, it was like a grandfather at that point.
就是我以前服侍过的教会中，我可以指出有这么几个大的家族，那个时候的头是爷爷或者祖父。
So if you look at their children and their grandchildren, you often see reflections all the way back.
所以你看到这个第二代和第三代孙子辈这一块的话，你在他们身上能看到一些东西，能够在第一代的一些影子。
Two examples. One, the grandparents were very godly. They walked godly. They served the Lord, and many of their children and grandchildren feared God as well.
比如说这个第一代的这个爷爷奶奶这一辈呢，他们非常的敬虔，也在上帝面前行走的话，他们这个后一代基本上也是要跟随着这个样子，都是很敬虔，长得很好。
And the other situation, the grandfather in particular was often complaining, often judgmental, and those ideas and attitudes were passed through children and grandchildren.
如果是第一代的这个爷爷和奶奶，特别是爷爷这块呢，如果他非常的，比如说他爱论断呢，他常常抱怨呢，这些的话，他后面都产生一些影响。
Okay, that's the first danger. Number two.
第二点。
There are some parents who see no value and blessing to belong to this covenant in the church.
有一些基督徒的父母呢，对自己的孩子在这个圣约里面这个价值呢，并不怎么看重。
And these people typically hold a very high, elevated view of election.
这些人呢，他一般倾向于呢，对上帝的拣选这个教义呢是高举。
So if God has chosen them, it doesn't matter so much how they live; they'll be covenant children anyway.
哦，这些人呢，因为高举这个拣选的这个教义呢，说只要上帝在创世以前拣选的话，这些孩子是拣选的话，他们一定会成为基督徒，不管我生活方式到底怎么样。
So typically they will not press their children to walk holy and godly and repentantly.
所以他们就对自己的孩子就不会就推动驱使他们能够在上帝面前过敬虔的生活，过一个悔改的生活。
And so they view their children not much different than heathen children.
所以他们看自己的孩子呢，可能跟不信主的家庭里的孩子没什么太大的区别。
So an aside, when we talk about the covenant, what is the sign of the covenant in the New Testament?
我们如果都说到圣约的话，我们都有圣约有一个标记或者是一个记号，对。那什么是记号？
Baptism. This particular baptism.
特别是洗礼，洗礼是个记号。
So baptism is the introduction into the covenant.
所以借着洗礼呢，就进入到这个圣约里面，这个圣约群体里面了。
It's a sign of separation from the rest of the world.
借着洗礼呢，就与世界分开。
So for an adult, it's when we come to repentance and faith.
是成人的话，他就在这个时候，他是悔改。然后得生命。
But Christian parents who have children bring them into the covenant.
那么基督徒父母呢，给孩子 来使他受洗的话，就让孩子能够进入到这个圣约里面。
And that's just like the Old Testament, the children of Israel as a nation brought their children into the covenant through being seed of Abraham.
那么在旧约当中，就相当于洗礼，就相当于旧约当中的这个割礼一样，父母呢把孩子在刚出生不久就受割礼，来接受这个约的记号。
And baptism in the New Testament was as circumcision in the Old Testament.
所以这个恩典之约的记号呢，从旧约的割礼呢，到新约就变成了洗礼。
Okay, third problem.
第三个问题。
Some parents do not speak to their children about spiritual things until they think they are able to reason with them.
有些父母呢，他跟孩子不谈论属灵的事情，而一直要等到孩子们能够理论、能够思想的时候才谈论。
But we need to realize that children, we already are teaching children when they are in our womb.
其实我们要明白，实际上孩子们在我们的母亲的母腹里的时候，实际上父母也在教他。
By the time children are able to make decisions and choices, they are long past the time that they need to have been trained.
如果一直要推到孩子们能够明白、能够理论这个年龄的话，实际上错过了很多的教导的这么一个时期。
So problem four.
第四个问题。
Some parents today, seek to draw out of their children confession of sin and of Christ before the child even understands what they're saying.
有些人呢，他们就让孩子们能够承认罪，然后相信主耶稣，虽然孩子还真的不太明白这是什么意思。
Parents must especially be careful not to just put words in their children's mouth.
父母要注意，不要就把这些话就放在孩子嘴里，让孩子说出来。
Rather, they should lead and guide and draw their children to the Lord.
而是应该带领引导他们来相信我们的主。
So some parents, with the children of very, very young age, just say the sinner's prayer with their child, and from that point make assumptions that everything is okay.
有些父母呢，就让孩子呢。就让他说一个罪人的祷告，我是一个犯罪，我要相信耶稣，以为这样的话孩子就已经没问题了。
And a personal relationship with God is not promoted or spoken about.
就是孩子与上帝那个建立的个人的关系，这块呢，不太重视。
Number five.
第五个。
There are some who...overemphasize or overestimate covenant privileges.
也有一些父母呢，他们过分的估算了，或者是强调了在圣约里面的这个价值。
So Paul, when he talks about in the New Testament the children of Israel, he is saying of his brethren the Jews, you have great privileges.
保罗在书信中说。你们这些犹太人是有很多特权的。
You have the word of God, you have the sacraments, you have all these covenant privileges.
比如说犹太人他们有上帝的话语，他也有各样的圣礼，有很多的特权。
But that did not make them children of God.
但是这些特权并不自动的就让这些犹太人就成为上帝的孩子。
And we call this problem presumptive regeneration or presumptive election.
这个呢，我们有一个词叫做presumptive 怎么翻译比较好？就是好像
presumption, presume,
assume,
assume.
就是 就是很自动的，或者是就是假想的。
You make a conclusion without any basis for fact.
哦，那就是像一个前设，或者是哎呀，对，前设可能也不好理解哈，就是就不用论证，就这就是真的啊，这种叫前设，就像这样的叫重生，就孩子只要在圣约里面，这就是重生，自动重生，或者是孩子在圣约里面自动就算为是上帝所拣选的，有点这个意思啊。
So when some Christian parents have children, they say they're children of God. They're automatically saved.
Okay, 所以他们一看，哎呀，这个孩子生在基督徒家庭的话，他们就认为，哎呀，这个孩子就自动的就成为上帝的家庭一员，是上帝的孩子。就这样的是错误的观点，叫做前设重生。
Okay, number six.
第六点。
There is, as in five, an overestimating of the covenant. Number six is underestimating the covenant.
刚才第五点呢是过分高举了在圣约里的特权。那么第六个呢，他低估了在这个圣约里的特权。
These Christians or parents do not have a proper understanding of the covenant.
这些父母呢，对圣约呢，还没有完全正确的理解。
Many of them would hardly believe that God could save their children even when they are young.
他们很难相信上帝会在孩子们很小的时候就让他们重生。
And maybe if God saved one of your five children, that would be a wonderful thing.
所以他们在想，我的五个孩子中有一个如果信主的话，哦，那已经是很了不起了。
But this is a misunderstanding of God's faithfulness and promise.
这个是对上帝的信实的应许的一种误解。
So what is a proper? Now, beneath six, this isn't a problem, but it's just an explanation now of a proper understanding of the covenant.
那么刚才这些呢是一些危险或者是误解，那么什么是正确的理解这个圣约呢？
So we must first emphasize, no matter what discipline we give, no matter they're being born to Christian parents, our children need to have a heart that is changed by the Holy Spirit.
所以不管这孩子是生在基督徒家庭也好，还是有其他的一些特权，这个孩子的心他必须改变重生。
Just because someone is born into the covenant does not automatically mean they are saved.
不能因为孩子就出生在这样的基督徒的家庭或者一个社区，他就被认为自动的他就得救了。
Covenant children also must be born again.
圣约里头的孩子，他也要单独的要重生。
By nature, children, all children are born in sin.
从本性本质上来讲，所有的孩子是出生在罪孽里面。
But children of believing parents are covenantally sanctified.
但是在圣约里头的这些孩子，是在圣约当中。是被圣化的。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means the children born to Christian parents are set apart.
这个圣化就是这些孩子们因为在圣约里面就与世界分开了。
They are consecrated and dedicated to God.
所以把这部分分别为圣归给了上帝。
And through the training of parents and the preaching of the gospel, we trust they will come to repentance and faith.
借着牧师的传讲、神的话语，还有父母的培训训练，我们希望孩子们能够悔改归信耶稣。
So when we teach our children,
当我们教导孩子的时候,
we teach them God has put his claim on them.
我们要教导上帝已经在他们身上有计划。
He has set them apart in baptism.
把他们用洗礼与世界分开。
They should live for him.
他们要为上帝而活着。
They need to turn away from sin, repent of sin, and believe in Christ.
他们需要悔改，从最终悔改归向耶稣。
But as parents, we need to be careful to press some kind of decision upon them.
Not.
Yeah, we should not.
但是父母要注意，不要逼着孩子做一个决定。
But we should wait and observe and see the working of the Lord in their hearts.
我们需要等候观察上帝在孩子的心中的工作。
As we teach them and train them.
在我们教导培训他们的时候
What a disappointment it would be if God is saying you can baptize your children, you can train them all you want in church and school, but it won't help anything. What a disappointment it would be if God is saying you have to baptize, you have to teach them in church and school, but it really doesn't mean much.
Okay. 一个很让人it's very disappointing. You mean it is disappointing?
Yeah. How disappointing it would be.
Yeah.
如果上帝让父母去教导孩子培训孩子最后呢实际上这个完全是没有意义的话这个是多么让人失望的事情。
Or even discouraging.
Yeah, it would be discouraging if you, as Christian parents, did not have hope.That God will bless your words and your efforts and your teaching.
Okay, 如果父母们啊知道上帝，虽然父母在努力的教导孩子，但上帝不会赐福这些教导的话，父母就会很灰心丧气。
But we need to teach Christian parents that part of the covenant promise is when we teach our children and train them, God has promised to bless that.
Oh.我们要教导基督徒的父母呢当基督徒的父母照着圣经来教导孩子的时候上帝会赐福这些努力
So in point six
在第六点上
That's how they live like it won't matter how we train our children so why
The Netherlands reform where we came out of is hyper-Calvinistic.
我们是从荷兰改革中教会出来的。它有点我们叫高加尔文主义。
So they baptize their children, but they see no value and no importance often, and they have no expectancy for their children's salvation.
所以这个高加尔文主义呢，他们虽然把孩子透过洗礼呢归入上帝的圣约但对孩子能否得救这块期待不是很高
On the other side often churches like Christian Reformed churches following Abraham Kuyper presume that all their children will be saved unless some reason they show otherwise
那么其他的一些宗派比如说 CRC 宗派的话是从荷兰的Abraham Kuyper 这边下来的这么一个宗派呢他们就走另外一个方面认为哦，在孩子只要生在这个圣约里面的话一般就自动的就得救了除非有些个别的他们就离开了这个信仰
So when children are naughty in a case of like under point six when children or teenagers are bad they go we can'tDo anything about it. They're going to be bad.
那么在第六点中，就是低估圣约的人，他如果看见孩子们非常的淘气，非常的不合理的话，他们说：“哎呀，这个就我们得做不了什么，没办法。”
We know there are examples in the Bible of God-fearing parents having children who go astray.
我们在圣经中也看到这样的例子父母很敬虔 但孩子呢，他会离开这个信仰。
You have David, King David, and Absalom.
Absalom. 亚撒龙。亚撒龙。我们看到大卫的儿子中有一个亚撒龙，他最后他离开了上帝。
Yeah, and then you have other parents who have children. You have Timothy, who is the son of Lois, and Eunice, his grandmother and his mother. So there's a generation there.
我们又看到一个好的例子呢，就是提摩太，他从他的奶奶到母亲，这么一条线下来。
So as parents, we should lay hold upon God's promise that when we train our children up in the fear of the Lord, we should hold to the promise as parents that when we bring our children up in the fear of the Lord, we look to Him to bless it.
所以我们基督徒呢要抓住上帝这个应许，他答应了这个事情，所以我们就照着上帝的话做的时候，真的期望上帝就赐福这样的一个努力。
When we fail to bring up our children, God has given us as a gift in the fear of the Lord, He will hold us accountable.
上帝赐给我们孩子作为礼物，但是我们没有按照上帝的话语去好好的教导的时候，上帝向我们追究责任。
So what we think about individual salvation, an individual salvation.
当我们考虑这个个别的拯救的时候，
If I am to be saved, we give all the glory to God.
如果我得救的话，这个所有的荣耀都是归于上帝的。
If I would go lost, I can only blame myself.
如果我最后没有得救，这个责任都在我身上。
And the same we can say of our children.
我们对孩子也是这样这么说。
If our children are saved and God blesses our training,All glory is to God.
如果我们的孩子得救了，我们教导孩子的这些努力呢，上帝赐福了的话，这些功劳都是属于上帝的。
If our children go lost, yes, they are responsible, but we need to ask ourselves, did we train them in the fear of the Lord?
如果孩子最后他离开上帝的话，当然孩子他自己也要负责，但是我们父母也要问自己，是否自己做到了，尽到了责任。
So a personal example.
我有一个很个人的例子。
In our former church where we grew up, there were very few children who were ever brought to conversion.
在我以前的这个教会呢，孩子中很少有归信耶稣的。
They had the teaching of the covenant, but not a proper understanding.
那个教会呢，有这个教导这个圣约，但是理解对圣约的理解呢，不是很正确。
So when my wife and I got married, we were believers then, and I said to her, if we have no expectancy for our children to be saved, why would we even have children?
我们当时结婚的时候，我们都是已经是信徒。我们当时在说，如果上帝给了我们孩子，我们不期待这个孩子得救的话，我们为什么要有这个孩子呢？
The Bible, on the other hand, teaches us we have great encouragement and expectation regarding our children.
所以圣经告诉我们是鼓励我们，而且让我们有对神有很大的期待。
The form for baptism in the Reformed Church, it says, when we bring our children,though they are conceived and born in sin, yet they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of His church, ought to be baptized.
我们在诗篇颂扬后面有一个就叫做洗礼的礼仪文，就是到时候洗礼的时候要念这个文字的时候，那上面写，孩子们是在罪中出生，他们借着洗礼。被分别为圣。
So there's a danger on both sides we're talking about.
所以我们对圣约的理解是两方面都有可能出现一些误解错误。
So who was it that crucified Jesus?
谁是 这个被钉十字架的耶稣。
They were members of the covenant community, the church of the Old Testament. The Jews cried out, "Crucify him."
哦，哦，就是谁来钉了耶稣？实际上就是在上帝圣约当中的这些犹太人。
So they were children of Abraham and of the covenant, but look how far apart from the covenant they actually had come.
他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，上帝与亚伯拉罕立的约的圣约中的这些后代们，他们是离了这个圣约有多远，最后要把耶稣要钉在十字架上。
They had the promises, they had the word of God, but they failed.
他们呢，有上帝的应许，他们有上帝的话语。但他们在这个圣约当中却失败了。
So in the New Testament, God is calling us to be children also of Abraham, but children of faith.
在新约当中呢，上帝也称我们为这个亚伯拉罕的这个孩子，但是这是从信心的这个角度来说，是他的子孙。
And to have great encouragement because of His covenant.
让我们有一个，受到很大的鼓励，是因为有这个圣约的存在。
So point three is the value of the covenant.
第三大点呢是圣约的价值。
So God attaches many promises, to His covenant.
上帝在这个圣约中呢，有很多的应许。
To belong to God's covenant community is a great blessing.
如果一个人是属于这个上帝圣约的这个群体中，这是何等的一个祝福。
God most commonly works within His covenant community.
上帝一般是在圣约群体里面做工。
But on the other side, if we grow up in a covenant community,And do not believe, or I should say, if we grow up in a covenant community and do not repent and believe the gospel, our judgment is the greater.
如果我们在这样的圣约群体里面没有悔改，没有相信耶稣，那么对这些人的审判、惩罚可能更大。
And so when Peter on the day of Pentecost, the beginning of the New Testament church,He says these words to all the new believers, the promise is to you and to your children and to such as be afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
彼得呢，在使徒行传中，在五旬节的时候，他对那些新的信徒们讲了这样的一句话，这个应许，上帝的应许是给你和你的子孙的。以及在远方的人，还有那些将要被召的人。
I won't quote this, but in Ephesians 2, if you go to look at it, Paul talks about this contrast between Old Testament Israel and the blessings they had, and the New Testament believer and the blessings we have.
在以弗所中第二章中，保罗他对比了在旧约当中所得到的福分。和新约中的福分。
God's promise to Abraham did not change.
上帝对亚伯拉罕的应许没有改变。
The God's covenant of grace is the same throughout the testaments.
这个恩典之约呢，无论是旧约和新约，都是一贯的持续下来。
The problem with the children of Israel is they came to take.Religious life just outwardly.
那么在旧约中的以色列人有一个很大的问题，就是把宗教呢外化，成为一个外面的东西。
They rested in an outward understanding.
所以他们就在外在的这样的理解就安息了。
They did never really in their heart have the faith of Abraham.
所以他们的问题在于他们的心呢，不像亚伯拉罕那样的有信心。
I'll just give this passage. You can read it on your own, but Ezekiel 37, 24 through 28.
我要把这一段经文告诉你们，你们可以以后再慢慢读。 是以西结书37章24到28节。
That's an Old Testament promise.
这是一个旧约的应许。
Which is as true for the New Testament believer as then.
同样对新约的信徒也适用。
So our danger today with our children is that they simply rest in an outward connection to the church or to the covenant.
所以在新约当中也有同样的一个危险呢，就是我们的孩子们呢，他们就安息在或者就感到满意在我与这个圣约有关系，或者我是圣约群体中的一员，他就放心了。So
point four, what does this mean to us as parents?
第四大点， 这些对父母到底意味着什么？
We have to be sure of our own spiritual relationship to God.
首先呢，父母要自己的灵性呢，要好好的检查。
And examine how much of the world is influencing our own spiritual life.
要意识到我们周围的世界是怎么样的影响了我们的属灵的生命。
In our thinking and our understanding of God and His promises.
在我们的思想，在我们对上帝的理解，对他的应许的理解上。
Our children need to see our home, our family as the center of their whole life.
孩子们要看到我们这个家是他们生命中的中心。
Not centered around the children, but centered around the worship of God.
不是父母围绕着孩子为中心，而是这些孩子们以上帝的敬拜为中心。
And so what we've learned so far in the previous lessons is that man, that the man is the head of this home, this family, this little church.
我们在以前也听到过这样的想法，就是父亲是在一家是主，这个家庭呢是一个很小的一个教会。
And this is precisely what Satan seeks to destroy in our world.
这一点，这个小小的教会呢，也正是撒旦想要摧毁的对象。
He wants to destroy the family, the parental structure, and of course the church as well.
撒旦呢，他要摧毁这个家庭，摧毁这个父母和孩子之间的关系，最终要摧毁教会。Parents
must be involved in every aspect of child training and leading them to the Lord.
父母呢，要参与到孩子的培训和引导的各个方面。
The danger for us, more than you probably, but the danger for us is to surrender the teaching of our children into the hands of people in the church, hands of people in a Christian school.
有一个危险呢，就是我们把这个对孩子的培训和引导呢，这个责任就交给了基督教学校，或交给了教会。
So the passage I read from Deuteronomy 6 was not addressed, Moses, make sure this, or Aaron, be sure you do that, but it's fathers, do this.
Okay. So 刚才我们在开始时候读的《申命记》六章中，上帝不是摩西要做这个，这些祭司们要做这个，而是说父亲们你们要做这个。
So the Christian life is something that it pervades every part of our life. It's not just the name you tack onto it.
所以这个基督徒的生活呢，它是渗透在这个生活的各个方面，而不是就像一个标签一样，就贴在一个地方。
That's why his promise is Train up a child in the way he shall go. When he's old, he will not depart from it.
所以上帝的应许呢，是按照上帝的话语教养儿童，到老他也不偏离。
And to have a proper view of our children, not as our own, but gifts God has given us to train for Him.
我们要把孩子看成是上帝赐给我们的，是上帝的一个礼物，是属于上帝的，是委托我们来培训的。
That's why Jesus becomes so offended, and he says, it is better a millstone were hung about someone's neck and be cast into the middle of the sea than to offend one of the little ones.
所以耶稣就说，如果你使一个很小的一个弟兄绊倒的话，就要把一个磨石挂在这个绊倒别人、绊倒这个小弟兄的这个人的脖子上，丢到深海里去。
So the proper view is that for parents to bring up their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord is not simply a possibility, it should be the norm. It should be the normal. It should be the right response. So for Christian parents to bring up their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord is not just possible, it should be what is always done.
所以按照上帝的话语去教养警戒这些孩子，不是说这种是可能的，而是这个是一般就是惯常的例子，应该这么做的。
And so that's why Paul, when he says some of the marks of an office bearer in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, are to have faithful children.
所以在提摩太和提多书中，长老的资格当中也会提到。这些人要有一个要有信实的孩子们。
So God's promises are often attached.
所以上帝的应许呢，他经常会加在
to our obedience to His call.
是加在那些顺服上帝这样呼召父母去做的事情上。
But that is never separated from faith.
但是从来没有与信心相分开。
What that means practically is that as we have children, we rest on the promise, we rise up to work to train our children, expecting God will bless it.
所以呢，对于实际生活中它的这个意义呢，就是父母呢因着上帝有了这样的应许就有安息，然后起来呢就做上帝让我们做的事情，同时又对上帝赐福这些努力呢又存有很大的期望。
So point five, how are we to teach our children?
第五点呢，我们怎么教导孩子们？
Just a couple of thoughts tonight and then more the next time.
我们就谈几个小点，然后我们以后还可以再多谈。
As parents, we need to be careful to expect from our children the same kind of and depth of experience spiritually as we would have as adults.
我们注意不要让，我们不要期待孩子们像我们一样有这样的经历或者这样深度的经历。
So we don't expect the same, right?
Yeah. 不要期望这样。
A question could be asked, what are some marks then, some evidence in a child of saving faith, of the work of the Holy Spirit?
那么问题是，孩子身上有哪些特征我们就看出这个孩子是得救了呢？
The essence is not different than adult, but maybe the degree is different.
这个本质上呢，与成人的这个得救的表现呢，应该是一致的，但是这个程度或者深度可能不一样。
Anyone who is a Christian, child or adult, will want to turn away from sin.
无论是大人和孩子，当他归信的时候，他会转离罪。
Will hate sin and will cry out for forgiveness to Christ.
他恨恶罪，然后向耶稣呢哭喊着祈求赦免。
And when they are convinced and convicted of sin, they will seek for pardon, for forgiveness.
当他们深刻认识到自己的罪的时候，他们就向神祈求怜悯和赦免。
There will be a growing desire to read his word and his instruction.
那么就在这个信的人里面就会有一个逐渐增强的一个渴望，想要多读上帝的话语，多与上帝亲近。
So we need to teach our children not to rest in the fact they belong to Christian parents, they have a Bible and go to church.
所以我们要教导孩子们不要安息，或者不要放心在，哦，我是在基督徒家里长大的，或者是我已经属于这个圣约的群体。
But we're to teach them the fear of God, to teach them to pour out their heart to God and to tell him everything in their heart.
父母要教导孩子们要敬畏耶和华，把他们的心都交在上帝的手里。
We must encourage our children to walk in the way of God and profess and confess his name.
我们让孩子靠近主，然后最后要承认他的名。
And they themselves have a great encouragement that God will save them because he set them apart already in baptism.
所以让孩子们也要有这样的一个期待或者是一个信心，因为他们一出生的时候，他们已经被分别为圣，归到了这个圣约里面，他们有比其他人的特权，更加的得到上帝的这种祝福。
Are there questions?
有没有一些问题？
我可不可以理解，被拣选的人一定是在圣约里，圣约里的人不见得是被拣选
的。Can I think this way, all the elect are in the covenant community, but not all in the covenant community are elect.
Okay, that's a good question. It's a little more complicated.
这是一个比较好的问题，但也比较复杂。
Is the marker there? Oh, there's maybe one up here.
I have another classroom.
Here's some.
Oh, you found it? Oh, okay. You raise the ball?
There are different views of the covenant.
有对圣约有不同的观点。
So, well, let me first explain. Yeah, I'll just first draw maybe. Okay, so if you put this as world, unbelieving world.
这个圆圈之外呢，都是世界，是一个不信的一个世界。
And this in the circle is the church.
这个
small c.
最后的这个 is a big one.
The whole thing is the church.
虚线里面这个圆圈里面的是一个小写的教会。
We could, I suppose, put elect in here.
然后那个最中间的那个实心的这个圆呢，它是大写的教会，是真正的教会，是被拣选的人。
So we could also put covenant of grace here.
所以这个虚线的大圆圈呢，都可以认为是恩典之约。
But the Bible teaches there is unbreakable part of the covenant of grace, those are truly the elect, and then there is the breakable part.
这个圣约恩典之约呢，分成两部分，一部分是不可分割的、不可断掉的这样的圣约，还有一部分呢是可以分开或者断掉的圣约。
So if you take Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Isaac had two sons.
比如说亚伯拉罕，他生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各呢？
Jacob and Esau.
对，以撒生了雅各和以扫。
Both were members of the covenant of grace.
这个雅各、以扫和雅各都是属于圣约的这个里面的。
But we do not believe that both were elect.
但是我们不太相，我们不相信这两个都是上帝的选民。
They both belong to the covenant community.
他们都属于这个圣约的群体里。
So both were in this big circle.
所以雅各和以扫呢，都属于这个虚线的这个大圈里头。
But Jacob was elect.
但是雅各是被拣选的，在那个里最中心。
So our children are born into the covenant of grace. They have all the blessings, all the benefits of the covenant of grace.
所以我们的孩子出生以后呢，就直接进入了这个虚线的这个大圈里头，他们蒙受了上帝很多的赐福。
So God has separated us and our children from the world.
所以我们的孩子从出生以后呢，借着洗礼就与世界分开，进入到这个虚线的圆圈。
And our children have a great encouragement that they, and we have an encouragement for them, that they are actually a part of the elect. But we can only know we are elect when we repent and believe.
所以进入到这个大圈里头的话，我们就有很大的期待，我们可能会就是选民，但是我们不知道我们自己是不是选民，直到我们悔改以后，我们才知道。
Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then explain why there's holes in it.
Yeah. So
the outside.
The reason there's the holes like this is because those who are elect, they cannot be lost. They will be saved. These eventually.They're actually part of this. They will suffer as the world if they don't. If they come to faith and repentance, of course, then they really belong here.
Okay.
But none who are really elect can go out. But
okay.
We
the
don't.
The world can come in too.
Yeah, the world can come in here too. But it's only through repentance and faith.
So wait, so.
Yeah, you're looking. Okay.
Well, let him explain that first.
所以为什么是虚线呢？是，这个虚线这个呢，实际上是可以断裂的。就是说，虽然在这个圣约群体里面，但其实最后呢，不是上帝的选民，他不得救。当然，得救的人的话，从外面会进到这个中间这个得救里头。还有一部分得救呢，从这个世界里头，也有一些人通过悔改以后，就进到中间那个实心圈里头。
This is at a couple different levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
这是在有几个不同层次。
Yeah, but if you're talking from God's perspective,
你如果从上帝的
no one else is going to enter into this circle. That's what you're getting at. Okay. Yeah, and I'm saying the same thing.
Okay.
But there are people who are in the world who are actually elect. We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
在世界里面也有一些拣选的人，但是他们最后。悔改的时候，他们就在那里头。
But that's good. That's a good question.
You got it. Thank you.
Yeah. And this is kind of what I was saying through the whole talk is that our children, we don't know where they're at. They can't rest out here and think it's okay.
所以我们的孩子不知道他们到底在这儿还是在那儿，但是呢，一定要教导孩子们。不要孩子们，因为就已经在这里面虚线里面就已经安息或者放心了。
Yep. Alan has a question.
说中文。就是像咱们这个教会里面的孩子会在婴儿时期就受洗，之后到多大的时候他要就是来那个确定自己信仰。
嗯，
还有当众来宣信这样的。
嗯， in our circle, children are baptized in the infant stage, and until what age shall they confess their belief?
Mm.
Public or?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm. The canons of Dort, I'm going to approach your answer more broadly. You want to ask the question first? Oh, he asked it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm thinking of those who, yeah. I'm going to answer first the question more broadly.
所以我要回答你的问题，先以这个比较更广的这个范围来回答。
The canons of Dort talk about children who die in infancy.
多特的信条或者法典呢，他提到了一些婴孩呢，他在婴幼儿时期就死亡了。
You know what that is? The canons of Dort. Infancy, like children, babies,
small,
maybe a year, even So.Our forefathers, and I think on the basis of the Word of God, said we have no reason to doubt their salvation, their election.
To believing parents.
Yeah, to believing parents, they have no reason to doubt that these children are saved.
所以我们的这些先父们，他们，我想是他们根据圣经，他们说，对于这些孩子是否得救的话，我们没有理由怀疑。他们只要他们的父母是基督徒的话，我们不怀疑，这个他们的得救问题，就是他们相信他们得救了。
Yeah, or even miscarriages too.
包括这个流产的这个孩子，我们也不怀疑他是不是得救不得救，就认为他得救了。
And part of this is the covenant of grace and God's faithful promise.
这个原因呢，就是。这个恩典之约和上帝的对在圣约中的应许。
The example that we use is of David with the child in adultery.
这个圣经的依据呢是大卫与八十八淫乱生的这个孩子。
So he said, I will go to the child, meaning the child is in glory, I will go to him when I die.
所以呢大卫说我到你那里去 是说孩子要去的地方大卫说我以后要去也就是说这个孩子他已经在荣耀的地方了
So to answer your question more specifically as our children are growing up they're growing in understanding and growing in knowledge as parents we don't know when they consciously are able to make repentance and make and do and have faith.
Okay. 从个别就是来讲的，刚才讲的是一个大的一个大的独特信条。那个别来讲，孩子们在一点一点的长大，一点一点的这个明白事理的时候，他们在什么时间他们会？认识到并且悔改呢，我们还不太清楚。
Any child that's saved is covered with Jesus' blood. That's the only way they can be saved.
任何一个得救的孩子都是因为耶稣的血而得救。
It's not even so much dependent on how strong the faith of parents are.
孩子的得救呢，与父母的他的信心的这个程度无关。
But God does view children of believing parents as being sanctified in Christ, 1 Corinthians 6.
但上帝呢，也认为这些基督徒的孩子，他们已经分别为圣了。是 Corinthians?
1 Corinthians 6, I believe.
哥林多前书第六章。
So as a parent who has a 2-year-old child who dies,
如果一个基督徒的父母有了一个两岁的孩子去世的话
At that age, they're hardly able to converse, they have some communication. I think Christian parents can have a great expectant hope for that child.
这个孩子呢，两岁的话可能还不太明白，所以虽然有一点跟父母的交流，但是呢，父母呢，可以因为这是圣约中的孩子，有更大的期待。
But you keep training and teaching and talking, and day after day after day, you're talking to your children. talking about sin, talking about repentance, talking about believing in the Lord Jesus, and all of these things. And you hope to see the evidence of the Holy Spirit working that.
所以我们就不断地教导，不断地跟孩子们交流，谈论什么是罪，什么是悔改，什么是救恩，耶稣基督。在这个过程当中，我们期待着上帝圣灵在里面动工。
So when you put your child to bed when they're 4 years old and you're laying next to them and you pray with them before you go to bed and then you ask them, do you know the Lord? What do you know about the Lord? And you talk to them and you hear what's in their heart.
比如说一个四岁的孩子他就要睡觉的时候父母就可以在他旁边躺着跟他聊一聊他知不知道这些啊、他是不是认识主啊跟他一起祷告啊就这样与他有一些交流。
There will be times when they're 10 years old and they're struggling with sin and they will come to you and say, I think I'm saved now.
有的时候一个十岁的孩子他突然会对父母说我对罪有一些挣扎了但是呢现在我突然相信了耶稣基督。
But as a parent, you need to be careful you don't, oh, okay, now everything is fine.
但父母要注意哦不要这么说哦那好那一切都好了。
But also you must not say, oh, we'll see if that's true.
也不能说哎孩子这个我们再看看嘛不知道这是不是真的。
So you train them, you keep training them and you look to the Lord to bless and you see the fruit of it eventually.
你继续的引导训练他们然后你慢慢看他的这个属灵的果子。
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. 那他们有需要在教会里面做一个像见证礼这样的一个宣告吗？
Oh, do these children need to have a public confession as an affirmation confession?
Well, in our circles, right, we have adults who make a confession of faith. They are baptized when they haven't been baptized before.
Yeah. Okay. 我们成人的话如果他以前没有受过洗的话他相信以后就会受洗要认信
Children are baptized when they belong to believing one believing parent
孩子呢只要与父母方是基督徒的话就可以受洗
But part of the training up is in the family and in the church it's training them up to the point when they make their own confession
我们一直培训孩子们让他们能够有一天能够自己来认信
and that can vary the Reformed Fathers differ with exact age of when that could or should happen
那改革中的这些先父们在具体的年龄谁跟什么年龄孩子们可以认信上有一些不同的意见
Today many think it's 18 or 19 or 20 I personally think that's far too late.
Yeah. 现在的很多教会都是十七、十八、十九、二十岁，但我个人理解呢，有点太晚了。
At the time of Calvin, it would be around 12 to 14.
在加尔文、约翰加尔文那个时代是十二到十四岁的时候，就孩子就可以任信了。
And I think we, in our culture here, have, been remiss, I think, and been negligent by expecting from our children earlier a confession.
Remiss, what is it?
Negligent?
Negligent.
We're not.
Remiss. She's not thinking.
The word is for remiss.
是不是就是监证礼一样的
疏于防范，
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 疏于防范。狗，
他，在对什么？
We have been at fault. At fault, maybe?
At fault.
Yeah? At fault?
We're to blame. We're to blame for not expecting earlier from our children a confession.
Okay, so he says, we're in the church, we're being 批评呢说这个 太晚这个任性。
The debate in the church, of course, is when children can go to the Lord's Supper. But we would say they need to be able to discern the Lord's body. So they have to have enough understanding.
这个又与孩子什么时候能去领受主餐有关系。因为圣经教导这个领受主餐的话，他能够分辨是主的身体。所以在什么年龄段我们认为孩子已经能够分辨，这个又是一个讨论的地方。
Yeah, okay. Other questions?
有其他问题吗？
I won't go through the questions on the sheet, but you can discuss them maybe.
在这个纸上有一些问题哈，我不会都过这些问题。
Yeah.Okay, well, let's pray in closing.
那我们来一起祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for thy faithfulness.
主，我们感谢你的信实。
Thou hast set thy covenant forth in Jesus Christ.
你在耶稣基督里面设立了圣约。
Without him, we would not be able to enter into thy presence.
若不借着他，我们就不能进入你的同在。
We would not have expectation regarding ourselves or our children.
我们就不能对自己和我们的孩子们有任何的期望。
But because of all that thou hast done, we may have great hope that thou wilt save us and our children.
因为你所做的伟大的事情，我们就对我们自己和我们的孩子有盼望。
So help us to live faithfully.
求你帮助我们能够有信心地活着。
Also to train the children and grandchildren we receive in thy fear.
让我们能够教导我们的孩子们和我们的孙辈们，让他们敬畏你而生活。
Be with us in this night and forgive our sin.
求你与我们同在，并且赦免我们的罪恶。
For Jesus' sake, Amen.
因为基督的缘故，阿门。